people, how we doing? Oh my goodness, it's been a minute. I just really want to say Happy New Year in advance to everybody. And interestingly, I think I've heard a lot of people's stories about how the year 2021 has been. I have my stories for days. But I think it's really interesting that when people say count your blessings, you know, especially at the end of every year, they say it as though nothing bad has happened. Or they say it in the hope that, look, you can look at what's happened to you, or you can count the good that has happened to you. And those are two separate things that I really just wanted to talk about today. Because guess what, guys? I was having a slight panic attack. I don't know, was it panic or anxiety? One of the two, anyway, where I was like, do I really want to count my blessings this year? And I didn't want to reflect on the year. And this is so strange, right? I didn't want to reflect. I didn't want to count, because somewhere inside of me, I had this sort of mixed feeling about doing that. Because I realized, and this wasn't even something that I did consciously, it just dropped in my head at different points, especially in December, where I realized I missed out on about 16 opportunities. Oh, my life. I'm saying, guys, I missed out. Now, there are opportunities and there are golden opportunities. I'm saying I missed out on 16 golden opportunities that really could have put me in a far better place than I am now. One of them, interestingly, was a $4.5 million funding opportunity that was literally dropped on my lap, and I just didn't move. Have you been there before? Like, you're looking at something that could potentially change your life, and that could be like, whether someone says, oh, do you want to come abroad? Or somebody says, oh, do you want to take this business? Or do you want to take this role in a new place, in a new job? Or somebody says, hey, why don't you switch career, right? So maybe you were somebody who was in like proper corporate, and now you want to venture into something to do with business, and somebody gives you literally a platter and says, no, don't worry, we'll do everything. But you just didn't move. And we are in December. And then someone says, count your blessing. Excuse me, ma. I don't know which opportunity I've missed that you want me to be counting the blessing. So in a way, the count your blessing sounds like count your non-blessing, right? In some ways. And hey, look, I just imagine if I took half of that 16, guys, just give me 8. I don't even need 10. 8, right? And some of them were because I was not ready. And this is me being absolutely, after all, it's called Nihoho, right? On this podcast, I am myself. I will tell you guys the truth. I do not play cool. I do not play, you know, like I got it together, even though I got it together in some things. But in some areas, I am not ready, right? I think in some of those big opportunities, I just was not ready. And readiness does not mean that I didn't want it. I just don't think I had enough desire for it. Like, it was a nice idea, right? Like, for example, there was a program I really wanted to get on with one of my mentors this year. And I liked the idea. And it really would have changed a lot of things that happened or didn't happen in 2021. But I just wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to do the program. And because she just launched it this year, and it's in the finance industry, because obviously I have to start planning my career to move into investment, and because it has a lot to do with trade. So I know what to do. And I don't know if you ever felt that way this year, where you know what to do. It wasn't even a case of, oh, I don't know what to do, and therefore, you know, I'm not going to move. It was, I knew what to do, guys, but I just didn't move, right? And that was just purely, like I said, because I wasn't ready. And other reasons were because I literally just dragged my feet. Can we be honest? Like, the deadline was there. I knew it was there. But the deadline died. Like, it's died. And I was like, okay, bye-bye. And you watch that opportunity go because you didn't move, the deadline died, and you were okay. Like, there was a part of you that felt like another thing will come up, right? Another opportunity will come. But you know, somewhere in your heart, that course was going to change the life you wanted. Like, it was going to transport you into that life. But sometimes maybe the cost attached to these things, like maybe someone was doing a fantastic promo, you knew that you should have taken it, or maybe it was just even to travel. Like, you just wanted to go to another country to do maybe some research or do some kind of preliminary surveying of something, or that you wanted to go into. And you saw the promo on somebody's WhatsApp status and you said, I will get in touch. I will get in touch. Literally, you kept saying, I will get in touch. I will send them a message. Till the deadline, bam, you didn't. And these are the ways we miss these opportunities. So the count your blessings sounds like somebody is reminding you to count the many times that you didn't take the golden opportunities. But guess what, guys? Even though I dragged my feet on some things, even though I never reached out to certain people that I knew were going to be able to help me, and that wasn't even because I was being proud. It was just, I don't know, I just didn't have enough why to reach out. My why wasn't strong enough. I don't procrastinate, guys. I think those are for people who don't, they fear what they cannot prove. I'm not like that, right? So I don't procrastinate. I don't do stuff later that I can do today, but I usually don't do stuff because my why is not strong enough. That's usually my issue anyway, you know. But in the midst of the 16 that I missed this year, and I know you missed some this year, I know you really, in fact, to some extent, you feel like you could even remember the ones you missed more than the ones you took. I understand that, and I get it. But guys, guess what? In this same 2021 that I missed 16 golden opportunities, guess what? I am glad I took the 201 opportunities that I did this year. Yep, I took 201 opportunities. And again, it wasn't even a conscious effort. I literally would come into a zone in my mind where my mind would be reminding me, my brain would do the work for me and say, no, don't forget this, don't forget that, don't forget this instance and that. And I think I almost fell into the trap of thinking that 16 was more than 201. No, 201 opportunities is way more than 16. And yes, those 201, it was a mixture of golden opportunities and random opportunities and setup opportunities and great opportunities and opportunities. Like, you know, it was a mixture. But guess what? I took 201. And I am in a far better place than I was last year in some areas of my life. Now, it was never supposed to be an equal distribution. So I'm not looking for every single area of my life to be better. One, because I didn't even set out for that in 2021. I had a focus. It was my businesses, my structure, and my timeouts. Those were the two main things that I really wanted to focus on. And I had the other little parts that I knew needed adjustments. So as I said, I wanted to focus on my businesses. I wanted to focus on structuring them. And I did. I wanted to focus on my habits. Those things that I just felt like I needed to really grow out of. One, grow into. Two, and three, just really develop a new perspective towards those things. So I'll give an example. I wanted to develop 90-day habits, right? Where I would, for example, every 3 months, I wanted to ensure that I did about 36 days to 40 days of private vigils. So just me and God, but 40 days out of every 90, I had to have completed a vigil, right? Doesn't matter where I am in the world, doesn't matter what, if I'm down and out. I mean, I remember in December, that rhymed, sorry. I remember in December, this December to be precise, I felt like I had gotten to a fantastic point of that particular habit, that I was now looking forward to it. So no longer was I feeling, because you know, in forming habits, you go through different parts of that, you know, that journey, which is the first part, you're like dwindling, you're not really doing it as much, your why is not strong, then you develop a bigger why, and then you start seeing yourself in it, then you start doing it, and then you drop the ball on some days and da da da. But then you get to this middle part where you are literally firm in why you know you have to do this and how you do it and giving it the much needed attention, right? Because your habits need attention. They need intentionality. You don't form habits without, the ones anyway that will give you success, you don't form them without knowing. You can form bad habits without knowing, for sure, but the good ones, you've got to be intentional, right? And then I realized that I'm at a good point of that particular habit. So I wanted to form habits like that, right? I also wanted to focus on helping my husband stay very well and happy and giving him peace of mind. That was a big one for me this year. I really wanted my husband to be happy this year. I wanted him to feel like he wasn't just given to our family, because husbands tend to feel that way. They tend to feel like they're always the ones given and thinking about the family and no one's really looking out for them. So I really wanted to look out for him this year and let him know that, look, someone's watching what you eat, someone's watching when you sleep, how much sleep you're getting, somebody's watching when you go on your retreats and how well you're taking care of your mind, your spirit, your soul, and of course your body. So I wanted to do that for him this year, and I'm glad I did. I wanted to focus on my kids and putting them to bed every night. It was my turn. So I didn't want to put that off, like, and just say, oh, babe, can you help me do that? I wanted to be the one to do it when it was my turn. And I could go on and on about the many things I planned to do in 2021 that I actually did. Oh my gosh. So I guess what I'm just trying to say is, you can call the year good or bad, right? That is a choice, for sure. That is a choice. You can choose which of the two you focus on, the 16 that you missed or the 201. Your 201 might be 320. When you actually sit down to think about the good things that happened to you this year, and you will find that they far outweigh your 16. For some of you, that could be as little as 10. You just missed out on 10, but guess what? You did your 201, right? And I just want you to remember that you did have amazing moments this year. You had highs that literally were taking you to cloud 9. You met a guy. You got your own house. You moved to a better neighborhood. You literally found God in the little things, like your AirPods. You found them. And you prayed and he answered. Hello, can I get a witness? That is me. Like, I would pray about the oddest things. And this year I was there. I got the answers, right? To my dad falling ill and God healing him, you know, of cancer. Guys, how is that not something to be really grateful for? I mean, it is so easy to get into the, I'm going to focus on what's not happened for me and what didn't. Nah, we're not doing that, man. I have 201 reasons to be super grateful for 2021. And you know what? I'm going to take 2022 on a note of, hey, if I smashed 221 last year, guess what? I'm ready for you. I don't know what I'm going to smash yet. And shout out to those who already know what they're doing. Listen, you're the G's. The double G's are coming behind you. Yeah, but don't let the bad cloud your judgment or stick out more than necessary, you know? I'm not saying they are not to be acknowledged and they are not to be, you know, sort of reviewed, but I'm saying we're not about that whole sit and mope and leave the 201 and then go focus on the 16 lifestyle. Nah, we're not doing that. And as I wrap up, I just want to say congratulations to every single person, because I know every one of you have a reason to be saying thank you. Thank you, God. I did this. Thank you. You've grown. Thank you. In your perspective, you've grown. You've changed friends. Hello. Hello. You've been dreaming about changing friends for time. Now you have. Congratulations. I'm happy for you. Some of you opened new branches of your store. Some of you opened new businesses, new ventures. Some of you started partnerships. Some of you were given funding you've never received in your life. I mean, some of you had babies. What are you saying that this year was tough? Ha. Please, let's not even, we're not going to belittle what God did for us this year. You know what I mean? Like, we're not doing that. So yeah, for sure. I mean, my question was in this title, I said 201 verses 16, which is more, which is bigger. Can we agree 201 is bigger? Yeah, I think so. All right, guys, thank you so much for staying with me. See, you even stayed with me throughout this year. I'm super glad that you listened to my podcast. I'm glad that Nihoho, the podcast, has been a blessing to so many of you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the feedback, the comments, the likes, the shares. They mean too much to me. You won't even understand. But yeah, I think the review is for you to go and look at how you can be better in making sure that you take the opportunities that are for you in the season of your life that you find yourself next year. I wish you all the best. And trust me, I don't want to promise, but I definitely will be more in your ears, in your faces in 2022 for sure. Thank you and peace out. Happy New Year.